B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Orr keeps it in at the blue line. Orr moves away from McGregor with a beautiful move. Shot, score!
Cashman in the zone as well. Pass to Cashman. Shot, score! Goal by Cashman! The 1970 new hockey season has ended with the Stanley Cup returning to Boston.
Horry for the Bruins, tied up by Ecclestone and Berenson. Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and Keenan cleared it, but not out. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr!
Seconds to go. The exit behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
It's the fourth and final hour of Zolak and Bertrand as we get ready for another championship possibility tonight. Wow. For the city of Boston and for the Boston Bruins. Ty Anderson of 98.5thesportshub.com and just 98.5thesportshub in general is with us. Big star of the off-air show where he works for NBC Sports Boston. Yeah. On that show.
I just get yelled at by Felger for like 20
minutes. How did that happen again?
It's happened, I think, six times now.
How much did you hate that first moment? Like, he had no clue, like, you worked in a building.
I was just shocked by it, to be honest.
It's pretty amazing, the unawareness of people around him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he has no idea. And everyone's babe.
Yeah.
Hey,
babe.
Hey, so, that's him, though.
What's up, Chief?
Sorry.
How you doing, boss?
So, you're still a young guy. You cover the team. You're a fan. You like to have fun. This is game seven in your city. After your work is done, say they win, are you going to enjoy the festivities?
I might try. It's hard, though. You don't get out of these things until...
You're not going to leave here until 3 o'clock.
Exactly. Exactly. I actually have a wedding rehearsal tomorrow, too, at 5:30. Yeah, I know. So I can't enjoy the city as much as I want to tonight.
What are you doing in the wedding?
I'm a groomsman.
You're a ring bearer?
You don't have to do anything.
Ring bearer.
Blow it off.
I should be the ring bearer.
Just blow it off.
Before this, that was my only experience in weddings. So I was the ring bearer.
I'm kidding.
No, but I when they won in 2011... It was on the road, so it was different, but we came into the city, and we just kind of walked around like for a few hours and joined in all the fun. You know, I don't drink or anything like that, but I still had a fun time. But no, I mean, there's nothing like this. There's nothing like the Stanley Cup in Boston. I think out of all four sports, it has the most local feel to it out of the four championships when they're in town.
I think it's something, well, obviously, the other ones, sometimes you close out on the road, whether it's Red Sox, but Super Bowls are never here. So
exactly.
You never really get the feel of the culmination of... being able to,
I mean,
you
the Red actually, Sox have won the World Series here once.
Yeah.
And when they did it, it was after they had won it a number of times. It wasn't the first time they had done it in a long time.
But, like, right? You could, like, the people, like, this, and we were talking about it during our broadcast, like, of all the broadcasts we've done, it, this feels like it's the most, this one's got the most juice this day. You were at the skate today, you're there for everything. It feel like there's more electricity in the building, the buildup.
Absolutely.
Game to game.
Like absolutely.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. And Bergeron, he was trying to find the words to describe what the atmosphere is going to be like. And he's like, I don't even know what it's going to be like because this is so foreign to this team. They've had game sevens.
I don't think it's going to matter.
You don't think it's going to matter?
No.
The really home ice?
I don't think the crowd and
Hardy's
the home
on
ice.
Too.
And, and here's why. Not because we say it hasn't mattered in the series. The results haven't really mattered. Each team has been able to win on the road, right? That hasn't been the determining factor. I just think when you get to a game seven and you're either team, are you getting distracted by noise of the crowd?
No, but I think
are the Bruins getting a boost because it's loud?
I think if you get a goal, if you get a goal on this rookie goaltender and that building is rocking, I think that gets
yeah, but
on
I
him.
Think you got to get a goal, and I don't think you're getting a goal because your crowd was behind you. That's all.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
I think
or
you're right,
because of who the banner captain
right.
was.
Right, exactly. I think you're right, though, Ty. Once you crack, you sort of, you know, put that crack into it, you know, the crowd can help you along the way. You can rattle a guy once you've already opened the floodgates.
And that's sort of how I
feel. But you've got to sort of get it going yourself as the team.
Go back to 2011 against Vancouver. When Bergeron scored to make it 1-0, that crowd turned on the Canucks, and they turned badly. So, yeah, it comes back to the crowd can't influence you to get a goal. But if you get that goal, or if you give it up, it's going
to
be bad.
That's not to say that it won't be fun as a fan in the crowd to have it be loud and have it be a crazy atmosphere. It's still going to be fun as hell.
I think this might be the craziest atmosphere since 2011 against Vancouver Game 6.
Can I tell you what else happens tonight?
What's that?
A lot of season ticket holders are going to hang on to their tickets.
Oof.
They're not going to sell them?
I think there's plenty that... I think there's more than usual. Let's just say that. There's plenty that will sell, but there's more than usual that will say, no, I'm going to go to the game.
What would be your cap that you'd want for you to sell your tickets, your season ticket holder?
I can tell you that I know of at least one season ticket holder that got offered $2,000 a pop for their balcony seats and turned down $4,000 just based on the...
pays for next
year. I'm gonna go the game because it's a game 7 at the Garden and I'm a Bruins fan, and just on principle alone, not that they couldn't use $4,000, because
can't
who couldn't use
that.
$4,000,
can't fault that,
said I'm a Bruins fan, I'm a longtime Bruins fan, I how do you turn down a once literally maybe once in a lifetime chance to see a game 7 at home with your team?
You can't. I mean, my family has season tickets, they're coming tonight, so they're not giving theirs up either. So it's hard to pass up these opportunities because we take it for granted because we live in Boston, right? We have these every year, it seems.
Yes.
But you might not. This team, I don't think, is going to be back here next year or the next few years.
Which team?
The Bruins team.
Why do you say that?
Well, look at their best players. They're in their mid-30s. I mean, Pastrnak's young, McAvoy's young, but this core, Bergeron, Krejci, Chara, you want to include Backes in there, you can.
You don't think
I think
might
this
have
is it for
couple
them.
Shots?
I don't know. It's hard. We've seen how hard it is in this league to do that.
It's hard to get back there. Look at the path that they had. And a lot of people say, hey, the path helped them get to the point. You know, and Hardy brought it up earlier in the show, too. Do you factor that in?
All right,
Beetle brought up a good question earlier in the
show.
Who's
closer?
Good. Yep.
Blues or Bruins to getting back?
Which team's built for it moving forward?
I would say the Bruins, because that Central Division's great.
Okay.
That Central Division's really good.
It has as much to do with where they play as the teams that...
Yeah, thanks to the format of this league.
How about stylistically?
Stylistically, the Bruins, because Berube is a caveman.
That's what we were focusing on.
Yeah.
That's what we focused on earlier. Stylistically, the Bruins are built for this league, and the Blues are not.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Blues aren't even a playoff team next year because of Berube's style. I don't see it.
And the league should want the Bruins to win tonight.
Yeah.
The rest of the league and the rest... we were talking, I mentioned earlier, fans of the Lightning. I know, listen, you guys, whatever a Lightning fan is, I don't know what a hockey fan in Tampa is really like, but if you're watching this tonight and you're still pissed off about the Lightning bowing out the way they did, don't root against the Bruins tonight. If you want your team to be back in this next year, you should be rooting for the Bruins tonight. You should be rooting for that style and that way of playing the game to win.
And think about it. It's a copycat.
If you're in Washington, your team won a year ago, you should be rooting for the Bruins.
It's a copycat league. If the Bruins win tonight, everyone's going to try to be the Bruins next year.
Fine. But don't try and be like the Blues. No one wants the league going that way.
No, they're not.
That's
a
going
fun,
backwards.
They're not a fun team to watch.
We've been conditioned to the new style of hockey and the way it should be played and the way they want it to be played. I mean, why do you want to go back? Why do you want to go back 20 years?
No, that's...
I want that style. But I've been told that's not what you do. This is the new hockey. This is what you do.
It's over. That style's over. And I think that's why tonight would be really frustrating if you did lose to this team. Because I think you watch these games, the Bruins are such a better team. They really are. Like, they have more threats. They have more speed, skill, all that. So I think that's why I'm just confident about this game. I'm assuming that the Bergeron line, which has been fantastic in elimination games, is going to show up and perform at their level. And I don't think the Blues can match that. I really don't.
Let's hope that's the case. All right, in the 30 seconds we have left, I see some calls on the board, so I'm going to ask you this. We talked about Grizzlick being in tonight, most likely. Your thoughts on the decision for it to be Clifton coming out?
I think it makes sense. You look at the last two games. Clifton played 6 minutes in Game 5 and 10 minutes in Game 6. You're barely playing him, so you may as well go with the guy who got you here. That is Matt Grizzlick. I think John Moore has been better in recent games than he was at the start of the postseason, so I'm okay with that move. I like that. I wouldn't put in Backes. I know people want to put in Backes. There's no fit for him right now. It sucks because he's a great guy. You love the story, but his role right now is healthy scratch, so I like their lineup tonight. If Grizzlick is indeed in for Clifton, I like that. That's probably what I would have done, considering that he has experience playing the right side as well.
All right. You take Heinen and watch the disappearing ink off him tonight? Or?
Heinen's fine. He's a defensive forward.
Heinen's fine.
He's been largely mediocre this series.
But he's been good on that line with Coyle and Johansson, right?
Good, strong.
He would
I think those guys have
good
carried
a strong
him.
Word.
That's why you think he's...
But I think he'd be better than David Backus there. I think Backus is too slow for that.
I don't disagree with that. That's a different argument.
That's good. Their option. That's
right. Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, go take all your blue off.
Appreciate your time.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course, at 98.5thesportsup.com. He's got all your coverage from tonight's game, and you can, of course, read him there right now on our website. When we come back, you will hear quite a breakdown of this game tonight. A breakdown like no other of Game 7. You know, what's going to happen, you know, what needs to happen for the Bruins to win, how difficult of a building it is to play in Boston, where the Bruins almost never lose, according to one Mr. Mike Francesa. You've got to hear this.
Are you serious?
It's amazing. You'll hear that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
See, the hockey, the head coach has got to convince his guys that they're going to get a chance to win that game, that they're going to have to withstand the early rush. It's going to be like a train coming at you. The building's going to be incredible. They're going to come at you early. They're going to try and break you in the first period like they have it two or three times in this series. They're going to try and get up two or three goals. You've got to withstand the storm. If you can come out of the first period even, we're going to win the game. That's what I would preach to my team if I'm the hockey coach. I got to get my team through that first period in Boston. Not going to be easy. Boston's probably the better team.
How do they do it?
What a breakdown.
How do you do it in
what
New York?
What a breakdown. That's from Funhouse on Twitter. That's New York. At Back After This on Twitter.
New York City.
Mike Francesa on WFAN.
I mean, you got to survive the storm.
The hockey coach. His name's Craig Berube, in case you're wondering. If I'm the hockey coach.
See, the hockey, the head coach has got to convince his guys.
Yeah. The hockey, the head coach. And then he later refers to him as the head coach.
He was on to something.
The hockey coach.
Convince his guys what? I would like to hear it again. So, just a snippet.
No, run it again. Yeah, run it again. Let's do it again.
See, the hockey, the head coach has got to convince his guys.
Yeah.
That they're going to get a chance to win that game. That they're going to have to withstand the early rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be like a train coming at you.
Uh-huh.
The building's going to be incredible. They're going to come at you early. They're going to try and break you in the first period like they have it two or three times in this series.
Yeah.
They're going to try and get up two or three goals. You've got to withstand the storm. If you can come out of the first period even, we're going to win the game. That's what I would preach to my team if I'm the hockey coach.
If he's the hockey coach.
If he's the hockey coach.
If you're Craig Berube.
If I'm the ice hockey leader, not a player, but of the team. You know, like the guy who instructs the guys who do players to what to do, coach, I don't manager.
Yeah.
If I'm the ice hockey manager.
That is his take on Game 7.
On the team that's playing the Bruins. Like, if you're playing the Bruins tonight, I don't know what team's playing them. Or what the head coach's name is. But
they're gonna try and score two or three goals.
By the way,
early.
By the way, he's not wrong. If you're Craig Berube, you tell your team
you can win the game?
No, you tell them
survive the
You guys want to win game 7 here tonight? He says we don't need to have a 5-0 lead after one. We need to be stay with these guys. Yeah. If it's scoreless, if it's 1-1, whatever.
If it's 4-4.
That's what we need. We can win it either way. You guys want to walk to victory tonight? You guys want to win this cup playing the game our way without having to change anything? Hang with them for the first 20. I'll meet you back here 20 minutes from now.
I'm with them.
And if we're there, we've got this thing. Now go out there and stay with them. Just don't let them Marchand, Pasternak. So I don't care about any of those guys.
You're calling this an informed take of some sort.
No, I'm helping him. I'm helping it sound non-insane.
You've got to withstand the storm.
Did you hear him talking about the Belmont? How the horses compete and they know?
Oh, if they know if they're racing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they eat different things in the course of the day. And then they have a different bath that they give them.
Yeah, that's weeks ago.
No. There was a brand new one a couple of days ago when someone called up wanted to know if
the male stallions will kill each other if you put them in the same ring.
Right.
That's how competitive horses are.
Do the horses know that horses. They're racing? And he was like, they're thoroughbreds. Yeah. They're bred for it.
They're competitive.
They're bred for racing.
He's yelled to call. He's a competitor.
Someone should call and ask him if the horses are athletes.
Oh, Jesus. Is that true?
They have breathing.
They have muscular tone.
They have breathing.
They have breathing.
They have legs.
I'll never forget that
they
one.
Musculature.
Muscles. They have breathing. Oh, what a breakdown. What a freaking breakdown right there. The hockey coach. I would tell the hockey coach, look out for the two or three goals the Bruins will try and
score
early.
Don't let them go out to a 3-0 lead.
Gee, you think? 617-779-0985.
I just like the part of the building in the home city of Game 7 is going to be humming. Like, that place is going to be...
it's going to be humming.
It's going to be awesome.
Joey and Quincy. Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's already brutal, so it's going to be even more brutal if they win tonight. I just had a quick question on... do you think Grizzlick, if he is back in the lineup, do you think he's going to... mess up the chemistry that they already have going, or what do you guys think about that? I'll hang up and let you talk.
No, I'm not worried about chemistry. Are you?
No, not. And again, not for defensive purposes. Maybe a little bit if you were replacing a winger or a center on your, top line or two, but that's not the case. And even then, I think we get too caught up in the chemistry of lines. We've seen this team shuffle lines. We've seen other teams in the past. Chicago was famous for it. Blackhawks shuffling lines mid-series. No, these guys are good enough. These are the type of athletes that can be playing for one team one night, get traded, show up the next day with nothing but, their personal gear, get on the ice and play that night. No, chemistry-wise, I'm not saying it's overrated, but I think it's over-worried about. I'd be more concerned with what he's like after not having played in a game for 2 weeks. He's been out there skating with the team. Great. It's different. It's different. Game speed is different. I'm more worried about that than I am about the chemistry.
Shane is driving in from Canada right now. Shane.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
What's up, Shane?
Good. Big fan of the show. We just arrived in Boston. I got to see Sammy Coyle. My boy from Wayne, if he's going to have a night tonight. Look for that line just to generate the tone for the bees like they have all year.
Okay.
And hats off to Sweeney. If we don't get those additions of Johansson and Coyle, I honestly don't know if we'd be this week.
They're not here. Shane, I'm going to let you go because I can't really hear you. They're not here without those guys.
Right.
Huge additions.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah. They're not in this position without them because
isn't that part of
their top end talent let them down on this run?
Isn't that part of the answer that
by the way, that top end talent has a chance and shot at redemption tonight. Yeah. They do. It's your last chance to redeem yourselves.
They're the ones on the spot. Should be that we could be the guy tonight. We could be it tonight.
And Ty Anderson mentioned it.
It answers your question that you asked earlier. Which team is built better? Which team has the best chance moving on after this? Asking him before the game, regardless of the outcome tonight, which team's better fit for it? Of all those players that you mentioned, they've helped carry at different points throughout the course of these playoffs. When we sat there and you put up the stats of those, what's the goal, the amount of different goals scored by one or to 20 guys of just a single goal? Nobody's running away with this. You look at our, what's that thing we used to do with the Red Sox, the home run thing?
Who jacked it? Yeah, we're still doing it.
If you did a who jacked it with the Bruins, nobody's running away with it because everybody's got like one or two. Nobody's got seven.
Well, there's
nobody's
no home runs.
Eight
for the Bruins.
They don't have home runs.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying, but who put the puck in the net? Who put a couple biscuits in the basket? The biscuit basket challenge. Who netted it?
What's today called? A fat dab?
Fat Dave.
Fat Dave.
Fat Tabe?
Yeah.
Fat Tabe.
What does it stand for?
It's an acronym for Play for a Title Day Again in Boston.
It works.
Fat Dabe.
I like it.
Hardy's in the lead. Who jacked it, by the way, now, after yesterday?
No! 27-26.
We'll talk that about that after the Bruins season ends.
Wait, let's talk about it right now.
Dave is in the car. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that Clifton's out of the lineup.
What do you got, Dave?
Well, it's not so much that I don't like Clifton, but I'm just concerned about Grizzlick, you know, not playing for a while, and I'm just wondering how he would be if one of those big forwards from St. Louis is bearing down on him. Timing, remembering what happened. I think if you play Grizzlick, you also play Clifton, you take Heinen out, and then you slide either you know, Pasternak double shift, or you put Achari or Nordstrom up and down through the third and fourth lines. I think that I'd be more comfortable with.
So going back to 11 forwards, 12 D from the other night.
It's look, we were talking about it earlier. It's a concern for all these guys. I don't think Grizzlick is any more susceptible to being injured than he would be in any other game, or any other defenseman, or any other forward out there for that matter. I think the risk of injury is about the same. I mean, we're all watching Chara anxiously, I think, in his first game back. It's fine. You know, it's the risk is there, and it's equal for everybody. If it were to happen, yeah, that'd be unfortunate, and it's going to force them to figure some stuff out. But
I don't know, Hardy.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not.
I think from a scientific standpoint, you're wrong on that.
Well.
But.
I didn't know you were a scientist.
I'm not. But I believe in science. I believe in what doctors say, which is you're more susceptible and more prone to concussions after you've had a concussion. And as Ty Anderson said, it's easier to hit a 5'9 guy with a concussion than it is to hit the guy who's 6'11 with a broken jaw. And so, as he's saying, the timing of going up again in the corners, up against the boards, I said this yesterday, and I'm still concerned about it today. I'm worried about the chance.
You got to make your peace with it, Beetle. Look, I was the one who said I wouldn't put Grizzlick back in. I wouldn't put him back in for game 7.
I don't love the move. I don't love the move.
No.
And I would have stuck with the same lineup as game 6.
But he is back in, so make your peace with it.
I am. I mean, what am I going to do? I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to tell you, I don't love the move. I'm nervous for him. Nervous for the Bruins. Everybody's nervous today.
Stop being so nervous.
Freaking 7.
Enjoy the day.
You scared, Johnny?
Zoe's more nervous about his 10-year-old's playoff game tonight.
That kid's got a pitch. He wins. They advance. I got to deal with that again tomorrow.
Oh, he's going to go headhunting, isn't he?
Rear Admiral, the kid won't back up.
You can throw inside.
Is scheduled to join us coming up next. Today's takeaways at 1:50. Game 7 tonight at the Garden, just after 8 o'clock. And I've been told that Gronk rumor is not true. So, sorry about that, Hardy.
I'm starting to get disappointed in the banner waiver.
I don't know if you'll be disappointed. I'm starting to hear some other things.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
One game.
Game 7. Two words filled with anticipation and a history of drama.
One game. A chance for a legacy to grow.
The great Bill Russell, who never lost one, said it best of 7th games when he wrote, "You're about to run your guts out in 5 or 6 miles of short, frantic sprint."
One game, a chance to become a legend, a hero.
While you're waiting there, shivering in your own sweat, you can literally feel the energy about to be released by the fans in the stand. Perfectly respectable people are getting ready to yell and scream, behaving as they never would anyplace else.
Are you ready? Game 7 for all the marbles. 9 months of war for one game. Sudden death. Are you ready? We're going in. We're going in. You want to dance? Let's go!
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Don't worry, catch your breath. Sitting down with us, Rear Admiral of Barstool Sports, Spittin' Chicklets podcast, here at the Star Market broadcast booth at Boston Sports Grill, Canal Street.
You smell nice.
Getting ready for game number 7, Bruins Blues. You good?
As soon as I get my microphone down, I'm golden. I'm golden.
Good?
Fashionably late, but I'm here.
How you feeling? Traffic is a mother out there.
It's brutal. It's brutal. It's worse every day.
Unbelievable.
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling really good. Tuca's been in his own for 2 months. Bennington's had some hiccups. He's looked off. He's looked a little rattled doing this in between the whistles. Bull crap. He doesn't look like he's on the same level he was maybe the first or second round, but... Game 7 in Boston, first time ever. I can't believe there's never been a cup final here
before.
I am jacked.
This is good. Now I'm getting jacked.
I'm pumped and jacked. So.
Nice work. You were the first to have it on Matt Grizzlick not playing in game number 5 the
correct.
Other day.
And 6, but who's counting?
Well, I mean, you've got an incredible track record, unlike some in this town.
down the dial a bit?
Yeah, maybe. So we were just talking about it. We were talking about Grizzlick playing in this game tonight. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for Grizzlick. I'm nervous for the chance that he gets hurt again, that he gets hit again, that he goes into the corner and gets popped in the head again, and the Bruins are down a defenseman in this game, and that's problematic for them in this game the way that St. Louis wants to play.
You know what? I think that's a problem, a potential problem for every guy on all the rosters, both rosters now. I mean, every guy is hurt to some degree right now. I know not everyone is coming off a concussion like Grizzy is, but I don't know. You can't really worry about that. If the doctor's okayed him, said he's ready to go, then he's ready to go. I mean, every guy out there is vulnerable to a concussion at this stage. It's game 7, man. You just got to flop them on the table and let the chips fall where they may.
See, that's what I said, too. It's like, you know, the risk of injury doesn't necessarily go up. And I'm making my peace with it because I think he's playing. And I think it's going to happen. The one thing that would still concern me, though, is he hadn't played in 2 weeks. And, you know, all the skating with the team that, you know, you do is not the same as game speed. And it may be a little bit better for a defenseman, not being there with the timing and the speed. But that would be the one thing that would still give me pause when it comes to deciding whether or not if he's going to be in tonight.
Well, you know, John Moore hadn't played for a while. He jumped in. He didn't look like he missed a beat. Steve Kampfer, he jumped in. Didn't look like he missed a beat. I mean, look at last game, Carson Coleman. I know he's a forward. Coleman, guy hadn't played in, it felt like months. I know it was probably 6-8 weeks. He jumped in and scored a huge goal. So.
See?
Nothing to worry about.
I
mean, it's game 7. If you can't get up and have your adrenaline ready now, then what are you even doing here?
That's why
we got
Rear Admiral here. Make us feel good. Yeah. Get us pumped.
It's fine.
Get us ready for game 7.
Yeah. So it's Bergeron that gave the big talk, whether it was pregame. Sounds like it was pregame because they had the time to do it. But we don't want to be eliminated. Let's not forget what the moment is. And McAvoy talked about it. Marchand did. Who does it tonight? And how much do you have to carry those young kids? Because – let's face it, Marchand, Tuca, all those guys, they're going to be in his own. I think they understand the way this building's going to be later. But the young kids you talk about, all the Coyle, all these guys. Who gives a speech tonight prior to the game, or is it just Cassidy?
Well, I mean, you got to get Grizzy and mention the Bunker Hill Monument, how they fought the British 200 years ago.
British. That's great.
I'm joking, obviously.
Ragtag, bunch of Minutemen.
Yeah, no,
giving one of those shout-outs.
Giving a shout-out to my fellow Tony. But no, all kidding aside, I think it's got to be Chara. I mean, this could be his last kick of the can at this level. I mean, you know, we know he signed for next year, but, you know, I mean, if he's in the room giving us game 7, speech, how are you not going to be stirred by
the
player on the team?
You think if they win, he could call it quits?
I don't. I mean, he's not going to leave that. Well, then again, you know what? Chara would leave that money on the table. I think he has that much integrity where if he thought his play was off that much and didn't feel he could compete at that level, then yeah, he probably would leave that money on the table. But I don't think his feeling has changed that much. I mean, he's playing in game 7 of a cup right now, so how bad could he be if that's the case, right?
Well, it's not like if he leaves, he's going to be standing outside Stop and Shop with a couple pencils.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, no, he'll be fine.
Best free agent sign in Boston sports history.
Yeah, it's up
no
there.
No disrespect, Zoll.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, like, Randy Moss would be the... Yeah. But that was a trade.
That was a trade, right.
That's a trade. There aren't many free agents in other sports that you brought in other than... It was Manny Ramirez.
David Ortiz, a good one.
But he was like a signing. He was out there, right?
You might,
like Manny.
Not,
Manny
not
would
as
be,
heralded as a guy like Zdeno Chara.
Probably Manny.
Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez. Big one.
You mentioned Bennington and whether or not he can get rattled. The kid's talking with a confidence in an air of
this kid a prick
of a 25 year old that's really trying to compensate for something, maybe a lack of confidence. Is he all there?
Well, all goalies are wackos.
Yeah, they're all tapped.
They're all wacko to some degree. I don't know. I mean, they just probably got to do what they have to do to get themselves mentally in that place. Like I said, he's doing that stuff between the whistles. We've seen, you know, jostling guys and bumping guys. We didn't see that. At least I don't remember seeing it the first couple of rounds. So to me, that's saying this guy might be, you know, he might be might be able to get to him a little bit. So, whereas the other end, Rask hasn't given up more than 3 goals in this series. Bennington's given up, I think, 4 and 5 respectively. I just think that's where the difference is right now, is the goaltending. And of course, the top 6 of the Bruins, they've been sort of nullified somewhat, but that Johansson and those Johansson Coyle moves have been brilliant masterstrokes.
We were just talking about it. Without those moves, they're not here.
Absolutely. I mean, Coyle was a moose those first 2 rounds. He was huge in the Toronto series. Johansson, he's been unbelievable because, like I said, the top 6 have basically been nullified, and the bottom 6 guys have been stepping up big time.
We had Portnoy on earlier in the show, and he likes to proclaim that he's a man of the people because he sits in the cheap seats. I think you are more of a man of the people. You shop at one of my favorite places,
Jobot. There we go.
And he's carrying his dress shoes in the bag. So his dress shoe bag.
Big night.
You talk about a grinder. You talk about, you know, puck luck and chiclets and all that. The podcast is going pretty damn good, huh?
Thanks, all. Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, it's an absolute blast. Me and Whitney started. Yeah,
Whitney used to come in studio with us and make fun of us all the time.
Like, yeah, he sent out a tweet, and it's funny. I mean, if I wasn't on Twitter that day, I might not have responded, and who knows what would have happened. But I was on Twitter. I replied. He replied back to me and said, "Let's get cracking." Within 2 months, we had our first show. I learned how to produce a podcast pretty quick, and then off and running.
Press record.
Spitting chiclets. Yeah. They drink vodka like crazy. They're blown up, man.
Yeah, it's taken off.
Start doing that.
I didn't have really any expectations.
We need to start doing that.
Produce a podcast. Press
making
record.
Himself sound like George Lucas in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Hey, you press record.
Yeah.
You get over it.
Hey, you know, it's still going to get paid for it, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice. All right, well, hey, appreciate you coming by.
All right,
enjoy
boys.
The night, man.
Enjoy the night.
Sorry I was a little late, but
no worries.
Perfect.
Traffic in the city. Yeah, they're going to win. Bruins 3-1.
3-1 is the prediction.
We didn't even have to ask for the prediction. Gave it to us.
Check out Spit and Chicklets and everything that he also writes still at BarstoolSports.com. And on Twitter, what's the Twitter handle?
At Rear Ad Bees Blog and at Spit and Chicklets is the podcast.
There you go.
Check them out.
Nice.
Check them both out. Very nice. When we come back, we've got today's takeaways. Felger Maz coming up at 2 p.m. Go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Alcohol.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, folks, today's takeaway is brought to you by Waco 180 Weight Loss right here in Government Center. They opened a brand new location this very Monday on June 17th. You can book your free consultation at any of the 6 locations that they have now locally. Check it out at awaken180weightloss.com.
We're not in Government Center.
No, we're like...
You said right here
right
in Government Center.
Right up the
Center.
Street,
you can
right
see
there.
Government
I can
Center
see the Government here. Center garage from here.
Are we in Government Center?
Almost. Almost. Okay.
Welcome to today's takeaways brought to you here on Canal Street. We're close to Government Center. We're Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Okay.
Let me read you this tweet from hockey broadcaster Darren Millard. Darren Millard has this tweet from earlier this hour. He says, reports circulating that Tim Thomas is in at NHL Bruins and will be waving the banner before Game 7 against the at St. Louis Blues. Hashtag heavy hitter, hashtag found.
Wow.
That's what Darren Millard has to say.
I just want to see what he looks like.
So that appears to be the guy for tonight. We'll see.
What if he's like 400 pounds and he has a beard down to his knees?
They've got him out of the bunker.
He hasn't shaven and bathed in like 10 years.
Felger and Maz are coming up. It's going to be a huge day here on the Sports Hub as we lead you all the way up until game time. We're going to leave you with yet another piece of production.
Thanks for being with us.
Yes. More montage work
go Bees.
For you. Hopefully we got many more of these to come
Let's
in
go
the
Bees.
Coming days.
Let's go.
All right, go Bruins
Let's
tonight.
Go. Let's go.
We'll talk to you tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Felger and Maz are next.
Bruins fire it left to the net. And that'll close out the 82-game regular season. And they now turn their attention to an opening round matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Does it feel like it's the playoffs yet? Does it, until you hit the ice tonight?
Yeah, you feel it. Obviously, we had...
Sun shining, first day of the Masters, playoff hockey.
Centers, Bergeron shoots, he scores!
Set in, and then he has run into the round corner board, and Chara is all over Kadri after a Bruin is knocked down.
See if that's called.
Yeah, I think that's up to the league to decide, to be honest. I got no comment on that.
Krejci to Coyle!
To put on your jacket.
Fires to Blitz and they score! The kid from Wayman ends it in overtime.
Even imagine what it's going to be like in Game 3, the atmosphere in that building.
I can tell you, I know it's going to be a hell of a lot louder than it was here in Boston.
Out in front, fired, they score, they've got
hit
a check. They've got
the
a check.
4-1 tonight. Time it. 10:06, Zoe says 4-1 tonight.
Your final, Bruins 4 and the Blue Jackets 1. Far circle, centers, they score! David Pastrnak!
I think it's funny how you say we had a great game tonight, but other games we had more opportunities than we did tonight. They just happened to go in tonight, so.
Marsh is a bit crispy tonight, so.
Up the right side, Josh Anderson takes a huge hit, and he is down, and there is a penalty coming.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for one playoff game.
They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Grislick shot, and they score! They score! Right in, he scores! David Backes scores! In front for Hyman, he scores! The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
Yeah, one more, baby, one more!
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the TD Garden here in Boston.
Far circle at center. Corrali shoots. He scores!
The Gunnarsson. He scores! Boom, boom, Gunnarsson!
Grislick is down on his knees.
He reached right for his head.
Chara is down. Lost his gloves in the far circle.
It ramped up. It ramped up and hit him in the face.
We're the least penalized team in the league in the first three rounds, and now all of a sudden we've taken 14 penalties in the one series, so I don't know.
Number 33, Zdeno!
Centers block, they score! Nolan Chari got slew-footed, couldn't get back into the play. The Blues generate the chance and squirt one through Rask. It's 2-0 St. Louis.
You know, so I guess to answer your original question, it was a great.
There's a lot of different ways that we've won series, we've won hockey games, and it's just another test for us.
Right of the net, fired, they score! Carlo Rister, Binnington, they score! Nolan Rister, he scores! Pastrnak shoots, he scores! The horn sounds. And the Boston Bruins have forced a Game 7 to decide the Stanley Cup.
You know, we just want to try to focus and do what we've done all year, which is prepare and try to play the same game.
I just want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want. And then you can talk about it however you want later on.
Can you smell that? Can you smell it? It's a Game 7.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, have you ever taken a step back and just realized how much your reputation as a coach has changed in the last 2.5 years, and with the win tonight, what your legacy will be?
No, I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, I've answered questions about, you know, my first coaching gig in the NHL was a long time ago. I think those have been asked and answered. People grow as people. I'm no different. As for your legacy, I think that's judged down the road. I talk to players about that a lot, you know, about this year. When you start the playoffs, you know, what certain players over the years about how they're labeled. We use that word around here, but I think it's for much later. And so I haven't thought about mine personally. I just want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.